It's a privilege to be here to open this session. The real organizer of this session is Matt Anderson, who will be speaking second. But we work together in the Department of Social Medicine at Montefiore Medical Center and the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And what Matt asked me to do as the first speaker in this session was to give an overview of social medicine as, quote, a builder of bridges. As you know, the theme of this year's annual meeting of APHA is the crossing of borders. And so this is an attempt to fit in with the crossing of borders theme of this annual meeting, but also to honor the joint publication of Social Medicine and Social Medicina, which Matt Anderson and Lanny Smith and others have put together. I'm going to be quite brief, and we'll talk a little about the sponsor of this session at the American Public Health Association. The sponsor is the medical care section of APHA. It was founded in 1948, which has an interesting resemblance to 1848. Which was the beginning of some of these concepts that we're going to be talking about. And when the social medicine was permitted to form a section, pardon me, medical care was permitted to form a section at APHA, the argument was that medical care was a part of public health, that it was a part of the social determinants of health, as it is now known. And with that, the ways in which, medical care became a important part of the American Public Health Association. Now, to go back to 1848, Rudolf Virchow was, of course, the person who put social medicine on the map. And he, the picture is here. By the way, this is a stamp that comes from the Federal Republic of Germany, when there were two Germanies, East and West Germany. Virchow was honored by West Germany. And Virchow, of course, as many people in this room know, went to Silesia to investigate a epidemic of typhus, and came back and said that if the government wants to halt the epidemic, what they have to do is increase employment, provide better wages, local autonomy in government, agricultural cooperatives, and a more progressive infrastructure. You can imagine how well that went over by the then Chancellor of Germany, but that was nonetheless the start of that idea that the real issue with regard to social determinants of illness were those kinds of problems. And Virchow also, of course, said in his journal, the physician is the natural advocate for the poor, and lived his life not only as a distinguished pathologist, but also as a remarkable analyst of the social determinants of illness. I want to skip a couple of people in this generation to talk about Salvador Allende. Allende was a public health physician. Roberto knows him well, and we'll be talking, I think, about Salvador Allende in his presentation. But what Allende did was to develop social medicine not only in Chile, but also in Latin America. Here is indeed a picture of Salvador Allende on a stamp, but interestingly, it's an East German stamp rather than a West German stamp. But here are our two important pioneers in social medicine. And in the slide, he talks about, unfortunately, it's very difficult to. Um, and the talked about the ways in which it's possible to provide health and malnourished people. And that reminds me of something that Jack Geiger said, which I hope he'll mention in his talk, about writing prescriptions for food in Mountain Bayou, Mississippi. President Allende, as you know, there we go. Nice to have an expert in the room. Thank you. Allende led the Popular Unity Government, Unidad Popular Government of Chile, and the slogan in the Unidad Popular, which you know, is Al Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido. And with that as a slogan, democratically won the presidency of Chile. He served as president of Chile from 1971 to 1973, when he was assassinated in a United States engineered coup d'etat, and was of course killed in that coup d'etat. This slide talks about the ways in which Latin American social medicine developed, talked about the ways in which they developed a body of theoretical and practical work, and developed new models of medical care, and talked about ways in which socially minded physicians could begin to work on these issues. We now go forward, it's a little bit backward, a little bit forward, to Emily and Sidney Clark. Sidney and Emily Clark, which whom Jack Geiger worked with in South Africa, produced a model of community medicine, a model of what was later called community-oriented primary care, but we think of it as a social medicine model, and which they talked about in a particularly favorable time in South African politics, the way in which to provide some attention to social factors in medical care. And these are the kind of principles that Sidney and Emily Clark built into their team, which Jack will talk about further. Then in the after the assassination of President Kennedy, it's interesting how there are a number of assassinations in this history. After the assassination of President Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson and other people, including George Silver, who we'll come back to in a moment, put together the Community Health Center movement in the United States through the Office of Economic Opportunity. And there were three initial health centers. Most people talk about two, but I want to talk about three. Three initial health centers, Jack is smiling, were founded first by Jack Geiger and Count Gibson in Columbia Point region of Boston, and the Mound Bayou in Mississippi. Joyce Lashoff is in the room, and she would not forgive me if I didn't talk about the health center in Chicago, which was also founded at that time. And all of these were ways of combining social factors in medicine and the practice of medicine. By the way, the third one that I was about to mention, I shouldn't forget to mention it, was the Martin Luther King Health Center in the Bronx. And the people who are important in these is Jack Geiger. Jack, if your eyesight will permit it, there's a picture of you standing on a cotton field. So this is Jack Geiger in Mound Bayou, Mississippi. And here is Harold Wise in the Bronx, New York. We couldn't find a picture of him standing on the street in the Bronx. And the first hospital-based department called social medicine in the United States was indeed at Montefiore Medical Center. And Martin Jakowski was at that time the president of the hospital, and George Silver founded that department. And it is now a joint department with not only Montefiore, but with the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Here is Martin Jakowski, for those of you who knew him. And George Silver, who is the real operating founder of the Department of Social Medicine. I've just told you a very brief story about one of the programs of the Department of Social Medicine. When Ruth and I came back from China in 1971, and then in 1973, when Roberto Belmar had to escape from Chile, and also influenced by lessons that we had learned from practice in Cuba, we put together something called the Community Health Participation Program. And here are the ways in which those promotores, in which those health workers worked in the neighborhood. And each of the volunteers, as we said, did a work with their neighbors. And I'm going to skip over this. And then the question, a very brief summary of what is done in this department today. And social medicine talks about the ways in which the physicians have to deal with the social factors that influence their patients' health. We have all the programs of the department listed here. And if you want to look at them in greater detail, all of these will be on the website of APHA. So there will be all of these programs of the Department of Social Medicine. And here are, for example, our high school fellowships that are part of the program, and mapping of the community as part of the program, and the issue of activism and scholarship. And that leads us to some of the issues of the social medicine portal, which you'll hear about in a moment. And that portal was one of the founding bases of the combination of a bilingual journal of social medicine, which Matt Anderson and Lanny Smith were very important in putting together. In fact, they are the founders of doing it. And we will talk more in detail of this. And so we're talking about in this session of APHA, in this annual meeting of APHA, was talking about bridging borders, and public social medicine is a bridge between medicine and public health. It is a bridge between concern for the affluent and concern for marginalized people. It's a bridge between Spanish and English languages as it has evolved, and it's a bridge between the global north and the global south. And the final slide with which I end all lectures is one that talks about the importance of trust by physicians. And if we want to indeed earn the trust of our patients and our communities, we've got to be careful to deal not only with the clinical problems of our patients, but also with health, population health as it's now called, but health in the community and the way in which that fits in with the clinical care of our patients. And that's my too brief introduction to the rest, and I'm going to turn the program back over to you.